You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. Today is the Thursday, 9th of May 2019. What happened on Wednesday? Some people are calling it Wacky Wednesday. Some people are calling it Weird Wednesday. And some people are calling a Wednesday. There was no waltz to be played on Dalal Street. All that took place yesterday is what I bring to you on this morning exercise appointment you simply cannot miss. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, it was nothing short of a wacky Wednesday yesterday. The S&P BSE Sensex plunged nearly 500 points, while the Nifty 50 saw a cut of nearly 140 points. The average market capitalization of BSE-listed companies fell from 149.15 lakh crore rupees recorded on the 7th of May to 147.43 lakh crore rupees on the 8th of May, which translates into a fall of 1.72 lakh crore rupees. So what was the final tally on Dalal Street? The S&P BSE Sensex plunged 487 points to close at 37,789, while the Nifty 50 dropped 138 points to close at 11,359. The fall in the index was led by large cap names. HDFC fell 1.8%, Reliance dropped 3.2%, Infosys was down by 0.7%, TCS closed flat, Hindustan Unilever was down 0.52%, IndusInd Bank dropped 1.7%, Kotak Mahindra Bank closed with a loss of 0.42%. So Hrithik stocks, as they're famously called, were all down yesterday. In terms of sectors, the S&P BSE Energy Index plunged 2.5%, followed by the S&P BSE Realty Index, which was down 2.1%, and the Power Index also plunged 1.6%. In terms of the rupee, yesterday it fell further by 28 paise to close at 69.71 against the American dollar, extending its losses for the third straight day due to escalating US-China trade tensions and a massive sell-off in the domestic equity markets. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 701 crore rupees, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 232 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Very quickly, what is the big news I bring to you today? It is going to be, of course, from the earnings front. As many as 55 companies will be declaring their results for quarter ended March. And that list includes names like Apollo Tyres, Asian Paints, HCL Technologies, ICRA, Mahanagar Gas, OFSS, South Indian Bank, Voltas and Varun Beverages, among others. There are some estimates available to us from Motilal Oswal as to how these companies might have performed in the quarter past. Asian Paints PAT is likely to grow by 17% year on year to 584 crore rupees. HCL Technologies PAT is likely to grow by 16% year on year to 2,593 crore rupees. Voltas PAT is likely to fall by 9% year on year to 176 crore rupees. That's Asian Paints, HCL Technologies and Voltas. With the Asian Paints and HCL Technologies expecting PAT to grow and Voltas expecting PAT to fall. Time to do some maths now. Nifty has formed a bearish candle for the sixth consecutive day in a row. This is what the technical view is telling us. The Nifty 50 hit a two-month low and the super trend indicator gave a sell signal. Nifty broke below the 50 EMA, so the next support for the index is placed at the 100 EMA, which is placed at 11,250. As we're trading near crucial support levels, there is a possibility of a technical bounce which could be used to create a short. A stop loss should be kept above 11,600. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,250, 11,479 and 11,600. Maximum call away placed at 12,000 and 12,500. Maximum put away at 11,000 and 11,500. As usual, let's take a look at three stocks that have been in the news, and we'll also keep a close eye on how these stocks behave during the course of today. Tata Group firm Titan Company, on the 8th of May, that is yesterday, posted a 14.41% increase in consolidated net profit at 348.3 crore rupees for the fourth quarter of 2018-2019. L&T, by the way, will not revise the open offer price for Mindtree from 980 rupees per share, said sources aware of the development, ruling out market speculation of a revision in the offer price following a dividend payout by Mindtree. And finally, Microfinance lender Satin Credit Care on the 8th of May yesterday reported a 47% rise in net profit to 56 crore rupees for the fourth quarter of FY 2019. So we'll be taking a look at Satin Credit Care, L&T, Mindtree and Titan Company during the course of today and see how the stocks behave. And finally, we spoke to Rupak Day of Bonanza Portfolio, and this is what he has to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be a 50-50, one buy call and one sell call. Birla Corp has a buy call, current market price of 549 rupees, target 600 rupees, stop loss placed at 529 rupees for an upside of 9%. And ACC has a sell call, current market price of 1590 rupees, 1590. Target we're looking at is 1,516 rupees, 1,516. Stop loss placed at 1,636 rupees, 1,636 for a downside of 4%. So Birla Corp has a buy call and ACC has a sell call from Bonanza Portfolio and Rupak Day. Well, there you have it. In under about 7 minutes, everything you need to know to be equipped before facing the markets. It was a weird Wednesday. Will it be a terrific Thursday or a terrible Thursday? Only time will tell, and we will, of course, be here to relay the information back to you. If you happen to miss the news during the course of the day, you can always join us back in the evening for an evening walk down Dalal Street. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.